Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of The Breathing 411. The 411 stands for four thoughts, one quote, and one answer, and they are all around using our breath to live a little bit better life. So with that, let's jump into the four thoughts for this week. The first one is titled, "The Entire Purpose of the Human Brain." And here's a quote. "The entire purpose of the human brain is to produce movement. Movement is the only way we have of interacting with the world," end quote. And that is Daniel Wolpert, I apologize if I mispronounced that, PhD. That is a quote from The Joy of Movement, which was written by Kelly McGonigal. But I love it, right? The entire purpose of the human brain is to produce movement. And I would say, right, of course, because I'm biased, what is the most fundamental movement that the brain produces to interact with the world? Well, of course, it is the movement of air or our breathing, right? That is literally how we interact with the world. We breathe it in, we breathe it out. So just a beautiful reminder, the purpose of our brain is to move, right? To produce movement throughout the body. And one way it does that to interact with the world is, of course, our breath. Powerful reminder. And with that, let's move on to thought number two. This is a great one. It's titled, 5 minutes for meaningful change. And here is a quote. "The lack of significant association between effectiveness and session durations greater than or equal to 5 minutes indicates that any session duration beyond 5 minutes can be effective. Simply engaging in a breathing practice provides benefits, with sessions as short as 5 minutes yielding comparable benefits to longer sessions," end quote. That is from a paper published in Brain Sciences in 2023 by Bentley et al., Tanya Bentley from the HHPF Foundation. Incredible study. I talked about it last week. But this was one of the most surprising yet welcome results, of the paper. We only need 5 minutes, right, of slow breathing practice to see significant improvements in stress and anxiety. Of course, right, we all know longer sessions have different benefits, but if our goal is simply to lower stress or we're short on time, we can be pretty confident from this, comprehensive study that just 5 minutes or even just 5 minutes will make a significant and meaningful improvement or difference in our day. So I hope that is encouraging and motivating for you if you are short on time or if you help people who maybe don't have enough time to add a 20-minute breath practice, right? We can be pretty good knowing 5 minutes is enough. So good. Thank you again, HHPF, for the brilliant research. All right, let's move on to thought number three. I love this one too. It is titled, "It Isn't Really a Wonder." So here is a quote. "There are quite a few validated scientific findings that suggest that controlled breathing has a wide range of beneficial effects. This makes a lot of sense. It isn't really a wonder that the thing that keeps us alive also impacts how we experience life," end quote. And that is Eddie Stern from Healing Through Breathing. Of course, when he reads it, it sounds way more profound, but I love that quote. "It isn't really a wonder that the thing that keeps us alive also impacts how we experience life." That is so good, right? It's so obvious and it's so logical, which is why it's so easy to, overlook and underestimate. So thank you for putting it so simply and so clearly, Eddie. And again, if you haven't gotten his audiobook, go get it. It's so good. And it's a short listen and it's just filled with wisdom. So go get it. Okay, on to the fourth and final thought for this week. It's a thought from me. It is titled, "A House, a Home, a Cup, a Drink." And here is the idea. Like how the space inside of a house is what makes it a home, or how the emptiness within a cup makes it useful for drinking, it is the breath inside the body that makes it so remarkable for living. That's my idea. I hope you enjoy it. Yeah, it's true though, right? I mean, it's the space inside that makes the difference or makes things useful in some cases. And just like with that, the breath inside our body is what makes it so suitable and remarkable for living. All right, that is it for the four thoughts. let's move on to the one quote for this week. It is an awesome one. Here it is, short and sweet. Quote, "Your mind cannot heal without laughter." And that is from Catherine Ripinger Finwick, I believe I pronounced that. It looked like it was from a book published maybe in the early, like 2009 or 2008. I can't tell for sure. I couldn't find the exact source, but the book was out of print. And I can't remember the name now as I'm going through this. So I apologize to Catherine Finwick to not give the book more credit. But I love that quote, "Your mind cannot heal without laughter." So good, so easy, and makes perfect sense. I love it. All right, and with that, I will move on to the one answer. The category this week is called the best breathing exercise. And the answer is, children do this about 300 to 400 times a day, while adults only do it about 15 times a day. So children do this 300 to 400 times a day. Adults only do it 15 times a day. What is laugh, of course. So I was telling my wife this one, and then my daughter said something, and we said, well, sweetheart, that is why we are so boring, right? Because we don't laugh enough, because she always tells us we're boring. And so that's amazing. And then that is why, right? Because we do not laugh 300 to 400 times like young children do. That's so good and so awesome. Remember that your mind cannot heal without laughter. So maybe we should do that a little more. All right, that is it for this week. Remember, the entire purpose of the human brain is to produce movement, and breathing is one way it does that. Remember that only 5 minutes, that's all we need for significant improvements with our stress and anxiety levels. Remember that it's not really that profound. It's not really that big wonder, or what's the word? It isn't really a wonder that the thing that keeps us alive, our breath, also impacts how we experience life. It just makes perfect sense. Thank you, Eddie. And remember that it is the space inside a house that makes it a home, the emptiness within a cup that makes it useful for drinking, and the breath inside the body that makes it so remarkable for living. So good. We can't heal without laughter. I'll just throw that one back in. And of course, if you enjoy my work, if you enjoy the idea of using breath, science, wisdom, and just kind of overall life wisdom for a well-lived life, I have the Breath Learning Center, which is breathlearning.com, to help you do just that. It's just basically, you know, wisdom and breath wrapped in a little bit of humor here and there and a lot of love for everyone, as I'm on the same exact journey as you are. So if you're interested in that, go check it out, breathlearning.com. And if you have diabetes or know someone that does, check out the Breathing App for Diabetes. It's the first program specifically made for people with diabetes to manage stress, right? The silly things that come with having diabetes, just breathing and mindfulness to help you do that. So go check it out if you're interested. The Breathing App for Diabetes, you can Google it or find it back in the link or wherever you want that you listen to this. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.